So I worked on something called electron spin resonance. So most people wouldn't have heard of electron spin resonance, ESR, but they've heard of MRI. And it's a bit similar, but with MRI, you are vibrating the water molecules to know what organic material you're looking at. With ESR, you're exciting the electrons themselves and exploiting the electron quantum spin to find out the exact same things, to find out what organic compound you're looking at. Now, when I started that project, there was ESR machines that existed. They were built in the 1940s, but they kind of were left unupdated. So there was this amazing huge machine with massive magnets on it, okay, that cost like hundreds of thousands of pounds, if not millions of pounds. But nobody has looked at it and was like, hey, like how can I miniaturize this? How can I make it join the 21st century? So the first things we looked at was, I worked in a really amazing research group. Was these two giant magnets that were 1 meter in diameter each, and looked at the current technologies and realized, hey, you know, you can get the same magnetism in a 2 millimeter by 3 millimeter magnets. So that was a huge difference. So just realizing what's out there and applying it, we've already brought that size down by so much. And then now we don't need huge power to power these huge electromagnets anymore. So everything else can be low power, everything else can be miniaturized. So I used a really tiny VCO voltage controlled oscillator to get these frequencies that I needed, okay? Instead of these giant things that existed in that machine. And in the end, we transformed this huge machine into something that was 1 meter square and cost less than £300 to make, instead of tens of thousands of pounds, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds or millions of pounds.
And these are medical imaging. So, I mean, I'm used to MRI. I've laid in one of those big white donut scanners and had various parts of my body looked at. It's an imaging process to look for cancer, is it? And other things.
It's more, what's the term? Spectroscopy.